Pim and Pam, Authors, Manuela Vargas, Nicolás Alonso, Natalie Cova, and Diana Valderrama. Preparation of Pim and Pam, Test Procedures and Techniques. Instruction for the patient before the test. Go to the laboratory wearing comfortable clothes, preferable sparse. Do not go wide. Restrictive thorax or abdomen. Cargaments such as vests, corsets, or very thin clothing. Having consumed a light breakfast, no doing vigorous exercise for hours before the study. Avoiding smoking for at least 2 hours before the test, and it is not necessary to interrupt the patient's usual medication hours before the test. We must bear in mind that the instruction must be delivered in writing or called the patient hours before or days before the exam. Lung function, laboratory and equipment preparation prior to testing. The equipment must be disinfected and calibrated according to the manufacturer's considerations. You must verify the calibration of the pressure transducers against a manometer. You must bear in mind that all equipment must always be inventoried to evaluate disinfectation, calibration, and calibration criteria. It is necessary. Preparing the patient for the test. Review the application. Verify the full name and date of birth. Check that there are no contraindications. The patient must attend according to the recommendations. Explain to the patient the objective of the procedure. The technician proceeds to measure the weight and record the patient. For this measurement of maximum respiratory pressures, it consists of putting in and taking out are with all the possible force with which we can know the force on the muscles that we use to breathe. We will carry out several measurements, and when we have three almost equal measurements, we will have finished. If it is considered that it can no longer be continued, or there is some discomfort or intense pain in the chest, you are asked to communicate to stop the test. Data such as name and date of birth are very essential as they play a key role in patient's response.
Procedures prior to examination. 1. Patient data such as weight, height, and blood pressure should be kept. 2. Explain the procedure and research patient concerns. 3. Warn the patient that heaving breathing efforts can cause discomfort in these ears. 4. Emphasize the need to maintain the lips properly closed to prevent leakage, as well as use the nasal click whenever the test is practiced. It is evaluated that the patient comes with the previous indication that were given, and it must be taken into account that a contraindication is to find the inscripts basal sinks. Test technique. 1. The patient should perform the test in sitting position. 2. It is explaining to the patient that as far as possible, place his hands on his cheeks to evaluate generating that space and the correct use of movies is indicated. One person or the same patient will give the support on the cheeks, mailing for the pain maximum.
Number 3. For the pink measurement, as the patient to comment on something vocally in order to carry the residual volume and the to handling as hard as fast as possible and encourage this patient to do so with all possible force. Number 4. Obeying three reproducible attempts, 10% differential between the two greater than the volume for maximum of 18 to minutes of life if the last attempt is greater than all perform a new maneuver, also the duration of the maximum preserve great soul ideality by 1.5 seconds to the oval to of the average measurement of 1 second. Number 5. Avoid of patient to referring for 30 and 60 seconds bellwet on attending on another.
To measure pain, ask the patient to inhale, deploy and completely this in order to research for lung capacity and the exhale as hard and fast as possible. Encourage to patient to do it with full force and ensure that there are no lags. Three prayable attempts will be obtained out of maximum of 8 if the last attempt is readable and the others perform a new maneuver. Allow the patient to research 30 to 60 seconds between each attempt. In pain, the balls are